This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. It has been my shared outlook the previous couple years that it would take an additional existential negative event to push the ag sector over the edge into recession. I had identified a trade war as one of those existential possibilities, warning that if Trump followed through in his campaign promises, a Pandora's box would be opened with bearish consequences. I thought assurances that his cabinet advisors or Congress would check and balance him were absurd. I was right about that, too. Now he is trying to buy off the ag sector with CCC direct payments, telling farmers how patriotic they are and how they will be better off in the long run. That will be just a down payment on reimbursing the likely loss. Farmers are patriotic, and he uses that to gain their confidence as he delves into risky trade confrontations. Economist David Cole says that $2.8 trillion of the $3.5 trillion of total farm assets is farmland. Farmers have been the primary buyer of farmland, supporting farmland values as optimists were thinking that they were buying a dip in the overall solid economy. That solid economy was supported by lower interest rates and expanding export markets. Fundamentals have changed, as instead of the net farm income improving, it will take another leg down as a result of the trade war. Given these fundamentals, it is kind of hard to believe that farmers will not respond more cautiously when bidding for farmland. However, most have not felt a squeeze yet. Many like me have old crop sold, so it will take a while until new crop, grain and soy, is sold that realizes lower prices, and even some of that is hedged. Few farmers have felt the pain in the market yet. If market losses persist into winter, then the cold reality of export-impaired lower markets will soak in. Current headlines telling of stable farmland values still reflect the past. The world changed for the worst in June when the trade war started. There is no indication that either side is going to concede pre-midterm election in the U.S. Lower land prices mean bankers have less collateral to lend on. Farmland values are at risk in a trade war. A farmland realtor told me that he expects land offerings to slow. Maybe, but some who are looking to make sales may move more quickly if prices hold. I would expect the farmland market to have to be entirely retested to see what impact the trade war has had on it. Some farmers were expressing skepticism over the USDA, particularly the 51.6 bushel per acre soybean yield estimate. Frankly, they started out too low with 48.5. The trend line yield for soybeans has steepened, with 70 bushel per acre yields now common in the Corn Belt to average up fringe areas of production. In the case of corn, I am skeptical that the average Iowa yield will match last year at 202 bushel per acre. One does have to remember, though, that all the drowned out and unharvested acres will be deducted from corn acres in October, which actually then improves the average yield the way that they do the math. A chart gap was opened in soybeans in the overnight trade of a type that is rarely left. The soybean market needs a bounce and then another new low to complete five waves down. As of last week, Tuesday, funds were short 30,000 contracts of corn, short 56,000 contracts of soybeans, and were long 65,000 contracts of wheat. They sold everything last Friday and wheat and corn again Monday. Reported corn and soybean export sales to Mexico helped the markets recover. Trump recently said, "We're in a little bit of a fight with China right now." You could say that, yes. China says that U.S. farmers will permanently lose market share that they have spent decades building up in China. That's how trade wars have historically impacted U.S. ag trade. China vows that it will get along without U.S. soybeans if need be. They can do that if they want to bad enough. Chinese companies are making the decision when to make long-term commitments. Time to avert long-term damage is running short. Protectionists do not understand that when a decision by U.S. ag importers is made to invest in restructuring the supply chain elsewhere with a different origination, it can be generational. Trump is throwing us under the bus with a phony promise that he will fix it. His ag trade advisors have been ineffective in changing his mind, but again, what could they do? U.S. ag interests have given the administration good information on trade, but they have a different agenda and have ignored it. Remember, 1,000 economists wrote Herbert Hoover a letter telling him not to sign the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act, and he did it anyway. They were right, too. Chinese commercials who stopped here in Royal said that there were three cargoes of U.S. soybeans still coming to China post-tariffs. Reuters says that they have been sitting off the coast of China near the port of Dalian for a month, and one of the three entered the port to unload, with the other two still waiting. Any way you cut it, those are expensive soybeans. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.